Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Summer. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
All right, from the kitchen in front of my Neo screener that's not working. It is good evening to you and how you be at 11:03 on this Wednesday night right here on your fan New York City. Steve Summers here. You there on the other side of the Neo screener. Brian Rascona at 345 Hudson Street, downtown New York City. And it is with the one, 877-337-6666 for the four-hour Wednesday schmooze right up until Amy Lawrence at 3 on your fan New York City. Well, this is almost breaking news all by itself. They met face-to-face. No emails, no Pony Express, no smoke signals, no overnight express mail. They met face to face. And Mighty Casey is to get right back very soon into the batter's box. It may be 60 games for Mighty Casey, maybe 65. And he will be with his full prorated salary. You know all about this. He could be the DH, and he could be among the very Sweet 16 in the expanded playoffs that'll be for this year and next. Mighty Casey. He'll be taking those swings after all. And all those who said they were done with baseball will now undo being done with the game. And we will be watching when the season of surreal gets underway July 19. And instead of months of the union and players intentionally walking each other away from the table, we'll be looking in on Casey and the pitches he'll be facing. That fastball Casey hopes to poke, nothing but smoke. That curve that he thinks is right there, nothing but air. That sinker, it comes as a surprise, and then it just dies. That changeup, Casey cannot resist. He just missed. The deal is not official, but it'll be very, very soon, and we won't be missing what's not to be missed. July 19. None of us will all be looking in. He took a knee to make a stand. He took a knee, but the NFL made sure he didn't get up. He wanted that knee to speak for itself. Well, since knees don't talk, everybody thought he took a knee to make a stand against the military. The military wanted to invade him. football fans wanted to take out that knee, and for that matter, the rest of him as well. He wanted to say, before it became a movement, that Black Lives Matter. Instead, the NFL blackballed him, someone they felt didn't matter. His choice of socks and T-shirt didn't help his cause, not with the police, and only Fidel Castro was wondering, why is everybody so upset? Others took a knee as well, and soon the NFL found itself as a political football. Most people don't like politics in their sports, but sports was now getting into politics. The playbook was replaced by the Constitution. The leader of the divided country wanted him benched and exported. The commissioner and the owners, they didn't want to, how you say, own up. They wanted their players on the sidelines to stand at attention before games and hold clipboards and playbooks during games. Then, with the NFL sacking him, with the rest of America benching him, something happened 4 years later. Somebody in another uniform took a knee. He wasn't a football player making a stand against social injustice. He wasn't a wrestler. He was taking a knee on somebody's neck. And the rest of America couldn't breathe. For 8 minutes and 46 seconds, America held its breath in disbelief. And most Americans of all shapes and sizes and colors took to the streets. And the virus and social distancing, well, you be damned. Black Americans had enough. Americans from white to brown had seen the evidence, were really learning the names, learning what had been and what was still happening to people and to a country divided by civil and social strife. The good old boys were really not so good. And here was a country with thousands of good old young boys and girls raising their voices. Some of the NFL's players from all the games that you can think of, began to speak out, and their silence, including white voices who could understand the fear, the anger, the hostility some of their friends and teammates had towards authority, with or without those in authority. Wearing another kind of uniform, be it the suit of a politician or businessman, on the badge of some of the country's finest. Baker Mayfield spoke out, so did J.J. Watt and Drew Brees, but the mystery guest turned out to be the leader of the NFL. "Welcome back," he said. 4 years later, "Welcome back, and please accept our apology for being what we were and not what we have now become." The leader wants to lead his league into better times by now looking back over his shoulder and lifting the quarterback back to where he once belonged, lifting him up and out onto the field. He's older now, this former quarterback, maybe wiser, who knows, and well past a prime on the other side of 30, and whether he plays again or not is not really the point with the league. And, of course, a good many Americans now get the point, with changes needed to make the world's greatest country so much better than it is. 4 years ago, he took a knee, and 4 years later, the NFL and the rest of the country is standing up for right over wrong, for humanity, for all the colors in the crayon box. And it began with a knee and silence, getting louder every single day. The NFL says, "Forgive us. We were wrong. You're welcome to come home."
Do you know what this wonderful country is made of? It's made up of 100 different kind of people, and 100 different ways of talking, and 100 different ways of going to church. but they're all American ways.
What is America to me? A name, a map, or a flag I see.
Part of the oppressive system is you're going to have that backlash for trying to fight for people. And that was something I was fully prepared for.
If he wants to resume his career in the NFL, that obviously is going to take a team to make that decision. But I welcome that, support the club making that decision, and encourage them to do that.
Kaepernick on the keep, on the option, trying to motor to the corner. Kaepernick to the five, lunging for the pylon, and Kaepernick is in for the touchdown.
The children in the playground, the faces that I see, all races and religions, that's America to me.
This might not be something I personally can create the change that this system needs, but together we can build this and help organize and create the change that we need.
We have invited him in before, and we want to make sure that everybody's welcome at that table.
Kaepernick now throwing a deep ball down the middle. That's caught by Torrey Smith, breaking away at the 30, down the far side to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, and it's a touchdown for the 49ers.
If his efforts are not on the field, but in continuing to work in this space, we welcome to that table and to be able to help us and guide us and help us make better decisions about the kinds of things that need to be done in communities.
The air of feeling free and the right to speak my mind out, that's America to me.
You know, it was something that was really just a personal decision where, you know, I didn't agree with what was going on.
That's America to me.
Kaepernick looking back in the end zone. Pump fakes, is going to run, dives, he's in!
And whether Kaepernick can play again remains to be seen, but they are certainly rolling out the welcome mat for him to give it another try, even though it's been 3.5 years or so since he last touched football in any game. A reminder that at midnight, John Shea has written a book. It's called 24, and it is about Willie Mays. And we'll talk to John Shea at midnight about the ball player who began and ended his career in New York City. It's a new book out. You may have heard Francesa on a couple of occasions plug the book. So we have the author, John Shea. He'll join us at midnight. And before then, you're certainly welcome to give us a call as we begin a four-hour Thursday schmooze.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.